If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
In our last session, Soren and Steve had their first ethics class, where they were advised that they've already failed, and that there's nothing they can do to pass this class. Of course, Ox's hype man, Jester, thought otherwise, because Professor White left her laptop in the classroom. After a bit of discussion, he decided to change his grade along with Ox and Fireballs. Steve debated changing his grades also, but Soren convinced him otherwise. After a brief run, Steve went to take a shower, and after hearing a musical explosion from his quad mate's room, he had to jump out of the shower as it started spitting out steam. The room got so hot, the mirror warped. When Soren arrived, the two of them took the mirror to Professor Aldrich and found out that the temperature had to be at least 400 to 500 degrees over an extended period of time to warp it in the way that it did. The following day, Soren and Ariana went to investigate the shower and the stereo that had erupted, deafening Steve's quadmate. While that was going on, Steve and Mina attended their first self-defense class. Pairing off with Fireball, Steve learned that conflict avoidance is really difficult when set up to be constantly pursued by someone who doesn't like you. Although there was no fight in class, Mina was really surprised by the way Fireball was acting. One cryptic warning later, they were off to find Ariana and Soren. Mina and Steve found Soren and Ariana outside of Professor Aldridge's classroom. There, they kind of went over the events of the day and weren't really sure what was going on, although people started drawing some conclusions at that point. Soren caught, written under the image of a circuit, Zeus 2.0. The following day, Mina tried to talk to Fireball again after control class and was given a cryptic warning not to hang out with Steve, as it was just dangerous. Through the school day, things went by fairly normally until they got to PE and their first game of dodgeball. While everything started off normally, it turned out that Fireball lost his temper, causing a ball to explode, colliding with Soren, and leaving him burned. Thankfully, he was able to heal himself with magic, and Fireball explained to Mr. MacArthur that he had become too excited and lost control of his powers. Soren made some threats, and when they realized that Fireball had gone into the locker rooms, MacArthur asked Soren to leave through the main gymnasium doors. And I believe that's where we left off.
If I could add one thing?
Sure.
I don't know if it's important or not, but the fireball that Soren took was in fact aimed for Steve.
This is true. So, questions, comments about our last session?
Okay, so you guys came into the... I did not realize that you guys played the volleyball and then apparently like fireball threw fire at the Soren took it.
But yeah, it was a dodgeball game that got a little too heated.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
So, on a side note, and totally unrelated to what happened during the dodgeball game, but during Soren's time here, has he found any good places to hide a body?
It's the desert.
He has magic. This has nothing to do with the dodgeball game. It's a completely unrelated question. I'm just curious, you know?
You're surrounded by places that hide bodies.
Basically, it's not really going to be an issue.
Excellent. I just wanted to know for academic reasons, of course.
Uh-huh. Picking up at the end of PE. Well, that's the end of the day, or end of the school day, for Mina and Steve. Soren and Ariana have their extracurricular conflict resolution and self-defense, too, with Professor White.
Ah, yes, my least favorite teacher.
I will ask you the question. We know that conflict avoidance and self-defense 1 happens in the gym. Where does self-defense 2 take place? And we've established that the gym has training dummies that can pop up from the floor.
I would think mostly in the gym, though. Professor White's pretty fucking weird, so I wouldn't be surprised if she spent some classes outdoors.
I said in like the middle of the fucking day when it's as hot as ever.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this, Archie?
I don't know. I say if we had a chance to go outside and get out of a stupid classroom, so be it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's not like it's going to be her Brazilian, the nice little rainforest that she grew up in, but, you know, outside is better than inside.
All right. Conflict resolution and self-defense 2 takes place on the north side of the mesa, actually at the base of the plateau. So to get down safely, generally speaking, it's a walk down the road, and then you have to circle around the mesa. So it's probably a mile and a half to get to where the class is.
Soren will take the easy way.
What's the easy way?
What are you going to do? You going to climb the side?
I'm going to use my magic to carry me down to where the class is by stepping off of the edge.
What does that look like?
Which rune was that? Soren will step to the edge and draw the Tawaz rune, calling upon the power of Tyr the Sky God to grant him limited control over the air to allow him safe landing when he jumps off. So he's not actually flying, he's just controlled falling.
You're falling with style?
Yeah. Obviously, I do everything with style.
And mechanically, you're, what, spending a willpower for a new movement?
No, I was going to use my elevator boon.
Okay.
Tools.
I'm curious. I'm trying to figure out something because Ariana right now would be weighing, okay, these are expensive shoes. If I go ahead and try to go down the easy way, I'm just going to ruin them trying to go down. While as that's a lot of effort just to go around, to walk around.
Well, I will point out just a note about where it's located. The women's quad is on the north side of the plateau.
Okay.
And the class happens to take place by a very convenient crater.
Ah. Well, it's not like we're supposed to be trying to dress up. Dressing up for this kind of conflict resolution thing. And I'm assuming her super outfit would be kind of like set up to deal with the massive amount of impacts that her leaping does as opposed to these expensive designer shoes.
You will break a heel. Although you are coming from gym class, so presumably you have on trainers.
They'd probably be better accustomed to it. In any case, maybe I probably will take a leap down.
So, basically, we're going to be jumping off the same spot.
The only problem is I'm not trying to fly today yet.
Oh, you're not going to use this as your flying time?
Well, it's not after school yet. I wouldn't want to deprive everybody of the chance of seeing me flying. But then again...
It is after school.
All right, let's give it a shot then.
I was wondering what time it was that you would be doing this, because wouldn't you going back to the room and getting dressed and getting your boombox make you late?
I could forego the boombox.
Well, if the class, how long would it take to get to the class? You said it was like a mile to walk?
It's about a mile and a half to walk it, yeah. Also point out that if you were actually leaving physical education on time, that'd only leave you 10 minutes to get there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So you could blame it away as, you know, takes a while to get to class.
Professor White's an ass.
I've been saying that for a while now.
Oh, well, then that's the only way we're going to get there at a reasonable time, unless they're going to go ahead and run around the mesa.
That is kind of the implication there.
Well, I might as well take the easy way down.
No show today, just jump.
Well, I still try to jump to see how far I go. I just won't be dressing up in red and gold, in my red and yellow, or red and gold.
And what is Steve and Mina doing during this class, or during this after school program?
I suppose catching up on any assignments that I have.
Okay.
Oh, sorry to interrupt real quick, but before I forget, he will be bringing his sword to this class, since he's not in the school rooms.
Okay. And what is Steve doing?
Steve is probably doing laps in the mesa until stay out of class.
Change my mind. I'm in a study group with Flamer and his friends.
Do you want to meet them in the library?
I mean, it could just be a general study group, and we just both happen to be there. Because maybe I might hear something.
All right. So we're going to say that it's Fireball, Jester, and Autumn that are in that study group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back to that.
Okay.
Ariana and Soren are the first two to reach the class.
All right. Before anyone else gets there, though, I'd like to land, see her landing, and go, "That doesn't hurt you at all?" He's never actually seen her landing this close up. He's always been on top.
Nah, not in the least.
There's no way Soren would have let that go without some comment.
Yeah, so Dave, like I was saying. Yeah, not in the least.
All right.
I know how much it hurts, but, you know.
No, I'm not about to admit it. Make a subterfuge roll for me. That's expression and subterfuge plus 3 dice.
Okay, well, I don't have subterfuge.
So just expression and 2 dice.
All right, so 7. All right, so that's a 16.
Okay, and Soren, do you have subterfuge?
I do not.
What's your expression?
6.
That sounds pretty believable. Yeah, she's that tough.
I actually, when you come to think of it, how much damage would I be taking from the impact?
After your armor, it's like, your armor is what, 6?
Normally it's 8.
It's only 8. And we established that the mesa is 50 feet up.
Something like that. And I have jumping 8.
Yeah, so it's actually just 2 wounds after your armor. But you also heal quickly, so it goes away pretty fast.
Which is why I don't like subjecting my shoes to that kind of impact.
When you land, Professor White is waiting there. She's wearing a white bodysuit similar to what someone in gymnastics class would wear.
All right.
And she has a length of chain wrapped around her chest from shoulder to hip.
And she wears the bodysuit like a person who has the privilege and of wearing spandex as opposed to those who shouldn't be.
Jealous.
Well, Ariana, she definitely wouldn't be. She fits it all too well.
Yes, Professor White, if you were one to judge, does look good in her gymnastics outfit.
All right, so Ariana would be suitably impressed as somebody of her advanced age.
Ouch.
Yeah, someone in her advanced age.
The cattiness comes out. Claws ready.
What claws? She doesn't bear the claws. She just, that's internal monologue.
That's some jelly right there.
Oh, come on. She's the person who's supposed to look good. Other people are not supposed to look as good as her. In her own mind.
Yeah, as you think that, there is a breeze that flows through, and her hair kind of picks up in the wind, and rivulets of sunlight drift through it, and you're blinded by her beauty.
Okay, now I'm probably jelly. Ariana's supposed to look good, and she's showing me up.
That was a joke.
I'm being facetious, too.
Yeah. Thorin looks good, despite the fact that he does absolutely nothing to try. He doesn't quite compare to his female companions, though. He's only supermodel level of hotness. Not superhuman level of hotness.
I guess it just has to do something with that bilateral symmetry.
Professor White says, taking shortcuts already?
It's nothing I wouldn't have done at this time of day anyway.
Thorin will shrug and say, I want to actually get to class on time.
You could try running. And she turns to look at the direction that Ox is coming from. With a plume of dirt as he kind of runs as fast as he can.
I prefer think smart, not hard.
So, shortcut.
Just before they get there, in response to her shortcuts comment, I'll just say, I just took a book page from your book. I have the power, therefore I am not weak. Therefore I can scale the mountain fast. According to you, that's ethical.
Is that what I taught you?
It's only been one class. I'll be interested to see what you have to teach in next class.
Maybe you should pay closer attention.
And I would have jumped off at the mesa anyway.
So Ox shows up. He doesn't seem out of breath, but he makes out of breath motions. Like, he puts his hands on his knees and kind of hunches over.
Ah, poor gentleman.
Make a forensics roll.
A what?
Forensics.
Just sense?
Sense and forensics if you have it.
And I do not.
So sense and two dice.
17.
13.
Soren, you realize it. No, he's not out of breath. He's just really annoyed to see the two of you there. Professor White doesn't say anything until the other four students get there, and then she begins by saying, you're all late. You need to get here on time. You took this to learn something.
I'm going to just roll her eyes like I really need this. In her own mind, anyway.
And she says that out loud, right?
No, it's in her monologue.
No, she doesn't need this. She would have said that to herself.
The only outward expression was the rolling of the eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, you say, yeah. I said that to myself. I thought you meant...
Okay, my bad. It's like, you think, like, I need this. No, she says it internally in her head, like, I need this shit. The only thing outward appearance is she just rolls her eyes at the whole statement. The eye roll, because basically she's just so full of shit.
Yeah, because she turned to face the other students. Okay.
No bitch slap yet.
Professor White walks into the crater made by Ariana's jumps, and she says simply, all right, this is self-defense. I will now defend myself. Someone take me out of this crater. And she stares down everyone in front of her, daring you to try and come at her.
And Ariana would think to herself, I got nothing to prove to this woman. I'll let everybody else go ahead and fail, and then I'll see, and then I'll show my skills.
Well, Thorin will shrug and walk forward. I imagine you're a better hand-to-hand fighter than me, so this should be interesting.
I promise I won't use my hands. Tell me what you're doing here.
Oh, he's not going to use his sword. I'll continue walking towards her until within a couple feet.
Okay. So it's kind of rough footing to get down into the crater.
I have an acrobatics of 10. Okay. I'm really good at negating terrain penalties.
So that's not a big issue for you.
He's not going to bother trying to make any kind of sneak attack towards her. He'll just go for a grab and throw.
All right. Go ahead and make your roll.
21. Really good roll for that attack. Or no. if I actually do math properly. 12 plus 18 is not 21. 31.
So you go to grab her, and you realize that she's not in front of you anymore, and you feel a grip around your waist, and then it's almost like you're being rolled by this whatever around your waist, and then flung back up onto the ground above the pit. When you look up, you can see her standing there holding the chain that was wrapped around her chest, and at one end is a hook. And she looks at you, and she says, "Okay, you tried. Why'd you fail?"
"Because I'm much better at using a sword than at using my hands."
"And that's an excuse?"
"No, it's why I'm in the class."
"So why did you fail?"
"Because as I suspected, you are a better fighter than I am."
"Better, worse, that's not the important part. The question is, what did I do to stop you from grabbing me and to take you out of the circle?" "I'll let you roll your HEMA plus your sense."
"Oh, that's useful. 10, 20, 27.
The short answer is, one, she's surprisingly quick. You're not sure if she's superhumanly quick, but she's fast. And she knows how to use that chain. She also knows how to use your own momentum against you. You supplied the force that she used to throw you out of the ring."
"So very jujitsu."
"Very jujitsu."
"So after thinking about it a moment, I'll say, well, you're far faster than I expected, and probably far faster than I am. You're very good with your chain, and you're very adept at using my own force and momentum against me."
"Better. Someone else. Try and take me out of the circle."
"And I guess no one else is coming up?"
One of the other students is like, "I'll try." And he runs at her from outside the circle, and she easily just steps aside and kind of taps him on the back and asks him the same questions. He is far more confused than Soren was.
"Your student hurts himself in his confusion."
After that, Ox will go down there. He says, "You're fast, but I don't think you're strong." And instead of lunging at her, he tries to grab her legs, and she kind of steps aside. The two of them circle around each other for a little bit until Ox finally gets frustrated and shoots out at her, because she just keeps stepping back and stepping back and stepping back. And when Ox shoots at her, she just kind of backhands him on his way out of the ring. She says, "Do you know why you failed?" Ox is like, "You don't fight fair."
Soren will laugh at that comment.
Yeah, Ariana has to laugh at that one too. It's a fight, so that's supposed to be fair.
There's no mat, there's no ring, there's no breath. There's no fair.
So when Ariana says it's not fair, Professor White turns and says, "That's right. If you get into a fight in the real world, no one's going to stop things when it gets out of hand. People are not nice. People will hurt you. Is anyone else going to try and take me out of this circle?"
I guess Ariana will do it now.
Okay.
All right. And the point is to get her out of the circle. It's not to fight her. So she will go ahead. I'll use one or two points of willpower to try to make an area, to basically make a concussion wave that's supposed to try to knock her out of the area by affecting the entire area. So I don't have to go ahead and attack her. I just need to go ahead and attack where she's standing at.
Okay. So you're going to, like, pound the ground and, like, create a shockwave or something?
Yeah, let's do the shockwave thing. If anything, because I have to fill in that hole anyway.
You got to do like the super-powered clap that does the sonic boom that knocks
them away. Well, actually, the clap is actually more appropriate.
Okay, kick.
I mean, it worked for me. It worked for me in the at the what's it called? At the
cafeteria.
So I was attempting to try to use the concussion to try to knock her out of the ring.
Yep, so you spend one willpower to make your attack a blast. And then go ahead and make your attack roll.
Alright. So, my normal attack is 27 and 4 dice. So, I rolled 37 and 4, 41.
You bring your hands back to clap.
Yeah.
And as you do that, she runs at you. And you bring your hands together as she jumps. And you feel her hands underneath your chin. As your hands clap together mid-air, you are being flipped over her as she lands.
Okay. Let's see. Because of how shallow I am, I got to try to make sure at least I land on my feet.
So make an acrobatics roll.
And it says I don't have acrobatics. Just make
dexterity. So it's dexterity and perfection plus 3 dice.
Dex, perfection, and 3 dice. All right. So that's 22 and 3. Oh, not bad. 37 with 1-6.
So it's easy enough for you to land on your feet next to Soren. And Professor White says, not bad. It would have been better if I didn't know you like to do that.
I look at Ariana and say, I wish I had some cards. That was a pretty good flip. You can hold up a 10.
Well, I mean, was there a doubt?
So let me ask all of you a question. Why didn't anyone ask me to leave the circle?
Soren will burst out laughing at that.
And I will cut over to the study group. Mina shows up at the library for a study group she saw posted. In there is Autumn, who you met in gym class. She seemed to have something against Ariana, but you're not sure what that was.
Yeah.
You sit down. She doesn't really say anything other than hello. She seems relatively pleasant. This is the pastel goth.
Yeah, I remember. Because I think Ariana called her fall or something like that, or spring. Summer. Summer.
Yeah, and driver's ed, Ariana called her summer because her name was Autumn.
Yeah.
She's like, do you think this is it?
Oh, if that's the study group?
Yeah.
It's just me and her?
Right now it's just the two of you.
Well, gosh, I hope not. I mean, it seemed to be posted on a rather busy bulletin, but if so, we'll make the best of it. But she's studying.
So she kind of goes over her class load, and she asks you about yours. And as the two of you were talking, Jester shows up. He's got his hand on Fireball's shoulder. And he sees you sitting at the table, and they kind of pause.
I smile and wave.
And eventually they come and sit down. And Jester's like, whose study group is this? Autumn says, I put this together. I know that the classes seem to be a lot harder here, so last year I didn't really have a lot of support from my quad.
Well, I hope things are different this year.
Well, I've got new roommates, so it's already better.
Well, that's a plus. I'm sorry you had such bad roommates before. You need that support from your roomies. I'm glad that I lucked out this year. Or I'm glad that I lucked out my first semester.
Quarter. Oh, God, this is so funny.
Oh, who are you rooming with?
Two young kids, Sophie and Kaylee. And then there's a girl who's about my age, she's from Brazil. Her name's Ariana. They're all pretty good group. Lots of support.
And Autumn just kind of looks away for a moment. Lots of support, huh?
Yeah. There's even fun times. I mean, I get to watch Ariana take her flying lessons at the end of the day. You know, we cheer each other on.
Well, I'm glad you two get along so well. She can't look at you now.
You should come over sometime for some coffee. I hear she says that she has tons.
Yeah, she likes her coffee. Make an etiquette roll. Okay, so this is just going to be your expression and 2 dice. And your expression is a 5. Okay. She seems clearly annoyed and is barely putting up with having you there. So
judging.
Jester says, So how was your PE class? I heard you guys were all in it together.
It was fine. It was PE, I suppose. So why do you ask?
You had fun?
Sure.
He looks over at Fireball and says, you see?
Did I hear that?
Yeah, he's not even being subtle about it. He's like, you see?
Well, what's that about? Was there something that I missed? Like, were we supposed to team off a certain way? Did I miss it?
Maybe you missed your buddy, that copycat reflection guy, picking on my friend.
What are you talking about? He'd never do that. You guys just have this all wrong.
Sorry. Maybe you didn't pay attention to your teammate, but your buddy came after little Jan here. And Autumn looks over and is like, yeah, he kind of did. I'm sorry you lost it out there, man. And Jan's like, he just kept coming after me and I lost control. Autumn just kind of seems to be nodding like, yeah. Steve did seem to go after Jan. There seems to be a subtext between Jester and Fireball. They keep driving at something and looking over at Autumn.
Okay, so I'm like the stupid one. I don't know. It's making it worse. Like, I'm not sure I understand what, like they're trying to, like, recruit people into thinking that Steve's a bad guy.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, I guess I can just apologize and tell them that I'm sorry that it went unfavorably, and I hope that no one was hurt in the long term. But, like, we are in a conflict resolution class, and, you know, it's a good time to practice. If you think that he has an issue with you, maybe you guys should talk it out.
All right, why don't you make an etiquette roll?
I don't have etiquette.
So this is just going to be your expression in two dice?
It's going to be my shit in two dice. Sorry, no swearing. This fucking thing is biased. The second is six.
That's true. Alright, so you rolled an 8, your expression is a 5, and you got 1 6.
You can see the damn screen.
But our listeners can't.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can hear the damn audio.
Yes, it seems like Jester is using you to manipulate Autumn for something.
Well, I definitely can't invite Autumn to hang out because of the lovely Ariana. So there's no way to convince her that Steve's not a bad person. You know what that means? I think we need to have a room party and invite Steve and Fjorgenstahl and everybody so they can get to know each other.
Are you suggesting that?
No, because nobody wants to come into my room. What? Because Ariana's there. Was that not obvious?
That doesn't mean you can't make the suggestion.
I would like to suggest that we have, I'm sure the school would totally allow that, that we go off the, can we go off the school grounds?
On
like
the
into
weekends.
The desert? What day is it?
Today's Thursday.
Yeah. I say Friday night we go off into the desert and have a bonfire and get to know each other, except maybe don't say the get to know each other part. I'll just say I'm having a bonfire get together on Friday night. You guys should come.
Oh yeah, where is that happening?
In this general vicinity of the desert. Like 2 miles away from the school.
Okay. So, Josh was like, yeah, we're doing that. We'll be there.
Cool. How about you, Autumn?
She's less good. She's, I don't know, maybe.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Josh was like, yeah, it'll be really fun.
And no booze. Because we're underage and that's not.
I don't know where you get alcohol in the school anyway. But I'm sure we can have a good time out in the desert together.
I'm sure there's a student somewhere in the school who, you know, has some psychedelic or psychotropes or might just ooze alcohol from one of their pores. It's a weird enough mutant ability.
I was thinking that someone could be so fast that they would run to go get booze. Although I said no booze, so clearly we have to stand by that.
We all know Jester's got a cache, eh?
Well, I suppose I would like to address them and be like, why is everybody so hostile, man? Like, let's chill. Everybody seems to be unwilling to get to know each other, but that's not what a 15-year-old would do. So I just duck my head and say, well, I look forward to it, and start studying.
So, Steve, how's the labs going?
It's not clearing his head like it used to.
Why is that?
I don't know, all this infighting bullshit. I really want to throw people off the edge of the cliff, but I'm actually not violent.
So I have a question for you.
You might have an answer.
As you're running laps, you're catching bits and pieces of the self-defense extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing, and what are your thoughts about what you see?
The self-defense class?
Yeah, because you're kind of seeing this from the mile-high view.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I'm glad I didn't take that class yet. But granted, I wouldn't have thought to ask her to leave the circle either. I don't know. It seems like it's supposed to open your mind to think of other options, but I can't think of any options right now. Right now I've got half the school appears late, or maybe three-quarters of the school, hating me for some reason I didn't do shit to.
I can feel your character's angst.
No, thanks. I'm sure you appreciate it.
I'm glad I can help recreate that high school experience.
No, it's because I can hear it in his voice. Like, I didn't do shit! like, this is personal.
You know what? They want to make me the scapegoat for whatever their plans are? Fine.
No! That's not fine.
Huh?
That's not fine.
Remember, this is his internal monologue as he's running.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not realize that. I thought we were still talking out of character.
No, I'm just... He's gotten to the point where he's fed up and said, the hell with it. You want to stay away from me? Fine. I'll pick the center of the fucking room, and y'all can run to the edges like a bunch of scared little roaches. And that's what he'll do. He'll just sit in the middle of every class, dead center, and watch everybody run.
Does anyone else get the vibe that the Emperor is sitting in the background, rubbing his hands together, going, good, good?
I can feel your anger growing inside.
Anyone mess with me going to feel it too. Actually, I'm going to go to the gym and beat up on some target dummies for a little bit. Even though I fucking suck at it.
That's okay, though. You can... That's what they're there for.
Hmm.
So you go to the gym after running like 4 or 5 laps, and the dummies aren't up, and the gym is mostly empty. Like, there's 2 students playing like half-court basketball, but they mostly ignore you. Like, they acknowledge you coming in, but don't ask you to play with them or anything like that.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
And it takes a little work. Give me either an intelligence plus maintenance roll or an intelligence plus science roll.
Okay. Let's see what I got. No, not that. You said maintenance or science?
Yeah, your pick.
Actually, don't have either.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a willpower if you let me just tell you what happens.
Go for it.
All right. You go over to the pad that controls the dummies, and you are trying to figure out how to get the dummies to pop up, and random parts of the gym floor start to open and close. Make a fortune roll.
Oh, he's in trouble now.
Fortune and 2 dice.
Nothing good ever comes from asking somebody.
Too bad we can't play Duel of the Fates now.
12, no sixes.
So I was saying, like, parts of the gym floor start opening and closing, and sometimes, like, things will start to rise up and then kind of fall back down. And the section of the gym where the 2 guys are playing basketball starts to open, and one of them slips and is falling in. What are you doing?
Can I get to him before he falls completely in?
It would take a movement roll.
All right. His fault. Should try to clean it up.
All right, so give me a movement roll here. It's your dexterity plus running and 3 dice.
Dexterity is 10. Running is 12.
Okay. And you don't actually need to roll. You shoot over there. As, mm-hmm. So he's kind of holding on, and you can see two rows of gears rolling in on themselves as sections of the gym open up over by the bleachers. And he is just barely hanging on.
Okay. Actually, I try to grab and pull him up.
All right. And give me a attack roll minus 10.
Okay, 1 second.
Keeping in mind, he did move, so he should get a bonus.
Yes.
Okay. I did attack roll minus 10, right?
Here's my 10. So it's your hit and run, which is 16. So you're rolling 6 and 3 dice.
6 and 3 dice? Okay.
It's only 16, even with the talent support?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Somebody needs to teach that boy to fight.
Last big fight I was in, I was shot and left for dead. So, no, I'm not a very good fighter.
Someone's going to have to teach you some HEMA.
Okay, that's nice. 18, 20.
Nice. All right. So you drop to the floor and grab him with both of your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as you do this, your appearance changes.
Okay.
You pull him up. Make one more fortune roll for me.
Nothing good ever comes from make a fortune roll.
No, this came out good once. I'm not sure why, but it came out good.
Huh?
It only looked like it came out good. It was probably a trap. Something bad happened afterwards because of the good roll. I know how Dave works.
Oh, come on.
That's a 7. And your fortune is 5, so a total of 12. So you pull him up, and his friend is like, get away from him! I saw it! He was screwing around with that control pad, and then the floor started opening up. And the dude, as soon as he's on the ground, starts, like, scrambling away on his hands and feet, like kind of crab walking backwards. How do you react?
Oh. Ask the kid, are you okay?
He's like, no, I'm not okay. You tried to kill me.
No, I did. I was trying to call the dummies up. And bites his tongue over the fact that the dummies are up.
Thomas was right about you.
Thomas was right.
And he gets up and he runs, and his friend runs with him.
These bleachers are made of wood, right?
What's that?
The bleachers are made of wood, correct?
They look like they're made of wood.
Hmm. Well, I don't know how strong this kid is, but he probably punches it hard enough to have to go to the nurse now.
So you just, like, start beating the bleachers until your hands are bloody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Eventually, Mr. MacArthur comes in. And he puts his hand on your shoulder. He pauses for a second when you shift because he realizes who you are at that point. And he says, it's all right. I don't know what happened, but let's get your hands looked at.
Well, they're fine now. Your hands weren't busted.
Does he heal when he shifts change or when he shape changes?
Well, he should. Let me see if we actually put that in.
It's only when you're attacked he heals.
Oh. Okay, so you go to sick call anyway. That's sick call. Not the military, jackass. Go to the infirmary.
Yeah. Medical bay is what they've been calling you.
Mm-hmm. Medical bay. Yeah.
He starts walking with you to the medical bay and asks you what happened.
I was trying to use that pad over there. You check my fingerprints all over it. Trying to call some punching dummies, and I evidently was opening the floor. I don't know what happened, but I had to jump to save the kid that I was a minute ago. Then he said that. Then they start saying that Thomas was right about me. I'm like, Tom, I didn't do anything to Thomas. All I did was copy him and try to reverse the blasted storm. Make sure the boys don't get destroyed.
He says, "Now you did the right thing when you saved the dorms. I don't know what Thomas has said. I haven't heard any of this. But let's get your hands looked at, okay?"
Fine.
And let's cut back to the self-defense class. So what else happens in that class?
I'm assuming they might pair us off.
All right. They pair you guys off. You end up with one of the other students. What's their name?
All right. Shoot. How about Simon?
Okay. And how does that go down with you and Simon?
I see Simon hitting me a bunch of times, and I'm like, and basically I end up sitting there and taking it. I was like, whenever you're ready to start.
Who does Soren get partnered off with? Someone other than Ox?
Well, I had a fun idea. A girl named Rose O'Ryan.
And how does this go?
He doesn't use his sword, but as they're fighting, she doesn't really fight back. But nothing he does can seem to get anywhere close to hitting her. And anytime he does start to get close, he seems to get really unlucky and trips or falls or slides on something.
Okay. So the class kind of goes through without incident.
All right.
Although Ox really does seem to be extremely upset about the way Professor White conducts the class, and you can hear him just muttering to himself as he like manhandles the student that he's wrestling with about it's being unfair. So the study group, how does that turn out?
Skeptical. Everyone, I guess, is kind of unsure of me.
All right.
But apparently they're going to go to the party.
So people seem less sure about you, but they do agree to go to this bonfire party on Friday?
Yes.
All right. Is there anything anyone else wants to do tonight?
Tell everybody about the party.
All right.
Okay, and this surprises Ariana since she's actually being invited.
So is everybody else coming?
Well, I'll make a point. I'll be there.
Awesome. Steve, Soren?
Soren will... Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Soren will think about it and just shrug and go, I might show up.
Okie doke, well, awesome. I look forward to it. Hooray! Huzzah!
Well, as far as Steve's concerned, you may have to convince him. He's not in a very good mood right now.
Well, this is a chance for everybody to get to know you. I mean, you're really nice, but maybe keep your hands to yourself and have a great time. And maybe that'll ease some of the hostility around the school.
I wouldn't put money on that. I really wouldn't.
Well.
One last thing before we move on. So I want to look at Steve and just shrug and go, I'm probably the last person to be saying this, but sequestering yourself doesn't really turn people's opinion around on you. It just creates an empty void for them to generate more stories.
They guess.
Well, every time I do something, everyone's just always turning it around.
You got at least one friend who's working in your favor. You're nice enough to me.
Yeah. All right, fine. But remember, I did warn you. People start running away. It's not my fault.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to change their attitudes.
Well, look on the bright side. If people run away from you, easy access to the beer.
That'll be funny.
Oh, there's no drinking.
Then you're the most naive high school student I've ever met. Even out here, students find a way.
Hmm. Oh, but wait. Who's the coolest?
Let me ask you this. You're just telling us about the party now for tomorrow. Are we going to be able to get refreshments in time?
I mean, it's a bonfire party. You don't really need refreshments unless you just absolutely want to bring them.
Yeah, but it's also a desert.
Yes, but most of us have superpowers or, you know, have the ability to walk 2 miles.
also were allowed off campus on weekends in a shuttle.
Oh, and don't worry, I asked, what's the hippie guy's name?
MacArthur?
Yeah. Oh, and don't worry, I asked MacArthur if he would chaperone for us. Mr. MacArthur, Professor, whatever.
He's just Mr.
Yeah. And then I need to go ask. And then I need to go actually ask Mr. MacArthur if he'll chaperone. So I guess that's what I'm doing after this.
Okay, so Ariana's on the assumption that you're going ahead and got this permission already, so she's not thinking anything more about it.
Okay, cool.
Soren's pretty sure you're full of shit, but he doesn't care.
Well, it's
so
awesome. We're having a party. And then I go run off to find Mr. MacArthur.
I'm going to have that happen off camera because he'll agree to that.
Awesome.
Was there anything else we want to do tonight? Or do Thursday night?
Nothing comes to mind unless she asks to help for help getting stuff.
Fuck the game. Why are you guys making this complicated? It just magically appears, okay? Ariana, I'd love any suggestions that you have on how to make this party pumping.
Well, if you got the music, you can always borrow my radio. It does play more. It does play more than I can believe I can fly.
Do Soren and Steve have a CD collection that they'd like to contribute?
Well, actually, most of my music is Brazilian.
So how about?
I have a movie collection, but that won't help you much.
Does my family have enough money to give me an MP3 player with some cheap speakers?
Well, that's actually what Ariana has. A docking station for an MP3 player.
Okay, well, if you will be kind enough to let me use that, we're totally not going to play your music, or at least not all of it.
Not a problem. I mean, you haven't totally disrespected me or used up all my coffee, so I don't see a problem with it.
I've had one of your coffee. You gave it to me. That's the only coffee I've had.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
You asked me if I wanted coffee, like, right before you found out that coffee makes me kind of crazy.
Ah, yeah. Sorry about that.
And I will totally play some of your Brazilian house music, but we will reserve the R. Kelly for your flight times.
All right, that sounds good.
And I'll play some of my music.
I will come back to you what your music looks like. Sounds like it.
I already have an idea how my music is, so.
Well, I'm an American teenager from Texas, so even though I'm an Iranian-American, it's not going to be, like, all Iranian music. Don't tell my heart. No.
Yeah, that'll empty the club.
Yeah, mine's a little bit more,
rock and roll.
Brazilian music is pretty cool.
I know, it was a joke. You have a little bit country, so.
Actually, her music would be a bit more country than hers.
What kinds of powers do you have, Soren?
I have magic and a sword.
I don't know. I guess we need some sort of lighting setup.
Hey, Soren, can you wear you the weapons?
Isn't that the point of a bonfire?
I'm sorry, what was that, Julian?
Do you know how to use other weapons?
I am trained in most historical European martial arts. I have a general knowledge of most European weapons.
So why can you use short swords and long swords and two-handed swords?
And you know what?
Viking swords, hand-and-a-half swords, half-swords.
You have this supply of wood for the bonfire.
I would like to ask Mr. MacArthur if he would take me to town for
snacks.
On Ariana. No.
There's the calf.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the school food, though. Like, it's a non-school function. Why would they...
Well, MacArthur would be like, well, we can source healthy snacks from the garden.
If you're throwing a bonfire party, you should try for pizza.
Yeah, and nobody's going to deliver pizza out this far, are they?
No.
Can any of us run really far? Not that fucking far. Not that far to the city. Well, would he take me to go get a bunch of pizzas? I don't know if I could get that money from. I guess I could ask Ariana if she wanted to pay for the pizzas for the party.
You're asking me to get the pizzas?
If that is okay. Pizzas and drinks.
I suppose. I have no way of driving the pizzas around, though.
No, but I'm asking Mr. MacArthur if he'd go pick them up.
All right, then I can help him.
Yeah, let's go into the town.
All right. You are going to have to make some type of persuasion roll for MacArthur.
Can I roll negotiation and try to perhaps say that I will spend some time helping him with his garden or something?
You'll volunteer in the garden if he gets you pizza?
Yeah.
You can try that.
Okay.
So it's your negotiation of mental plus 3 dice.
Okay.
That's a 24. So MacArthur is like, you want me to give you some of the most unhealthy food out there in exchange for you working in the garden?
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't love the garden. It's just that, you know, most of us are teenagers and we, you know, we want to cut loose just for one night.
Put loose.
You're fired, Mike. Get out of here.
All right, but I get to pick out the pieces.
Oh, we're all doomed.
Can I pick out, like, a few? Pretty please? Okay, yes, sir. It's pizza. There's cheese and bread. Everybody's going to love it. Oh, no. Don't make this hard. You're such an ass.
It's going to be gluten-free pizza.
Gluten-free pizza tastes just like pizza.
Gluten-free pizza with light sauce and no cheese and all veggies.
Doesn't Jan eat pizza like that?
No, all we need is plain cheese pizza.
Yeah, sure. And some pepperoni, maybe. Or bacon. People like bacon, right?
Your party is doomed.
I'm Muslim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not going to eat the bacon pizza.
Or the pepperoni pizza.
For the listeners, I'm a vegetarian anyway, so...
In real life, she's a vegetarian.
But I live with meat eaters, so I got to consider them too.
Giggity.
You're fired. No, because Mr. MacArthur gets to pick the pizza, and I know in real life I'd be like, all right, put some vegan cheese on that bitch with some bell pepper and broccoli, and fuck yeah.
Soren is reminded of why he hates this school. Hasn't had a decent cheeseburger.
Actually, I'm wondering if Ariana can even cook.
Probably
why would
not.
You be able to? Does she have servants?
Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those traditionally female things that they might force her to learn just for the sake of it.
Do you have domestic?
No.
You
so I would say no.
You get no cooking skills then. You might want to put some points into that later.
You know what? Maybe when I go ahead and we pick up the pizza, I'll see about getting some arroz and candules and other stuff like that.
Well, I mean, is Mr. MacArthur going to let us go?
Or
is
no.
Oh, then what are you talking about? We pick up the pizza. He's going to go get it. So essentially, because we're underage children, we just hand him our money and then he gets what he wants. Or your money.
Yeah, there's no we in this. Soren ain't paying for shit.
Granted, Soren has no money at all.
That's why he's paying for shit.
Do my parents not give me any money? Do they not set up like...
I'm sure you have like some kind of an allowance.
Yeah.
Like you'd be able to make purchases. Like this would actually be in the realm of possibility for you.
Oh, I asked you. And then I was like, I guess I'll have to ask Ariana.
Yeah, you didn't give me a chance to respond.
Oh, damn it. Why'd you say something?
Because I thought it was hilarious. You're like, I'll just get Ariana to buy this stuff.
Well, and it succeeded. She's paying for it. You don't have to worry.
Well, some of it anyway. What'd she say?
What'd
you say?
Well, some of it anyway.
No, you promised. It's all on you.
No, I promised to get the pizza. That's all I promised.
Okay, I guess I'll get drinks. We're talking this out like we're really having a party.
You are. All right, I'm going to jump ahead to Friday, unless anyone has something they want to do tonight.
Nope.
All right.
Actually, I have one more thing.
Okay.
Just because Soren will think it's hilarious, he will find a piece. He'll grab a piece of paper, write out the details of the party and the location, go to the nearest copy machine, make a bunch of copies, then wander around and tape them up all over the place.
I'm totally cool with that.
So this just went from...
Multiple people can be...
To a fake party.
Yes. So multiple people can be disappointed by the pizzas.
You are causing a world of trouble.
It's not Soren's party.
You know you can't trust the GM.
Oh, I think this is hilarious. He's I am bad. All for this. I am on Dave's side for once. I approve his devious ways.
All right, so Friday night. Party time.
Oh, no, we still got to go through school Friday.
Well, that and I have to go ahead and we have to get the wood for the bonfire.
All right, so Friday starts off with your control class in the morning. Does anything odd happen in control with Moondog and Fireball and the telekinetic kid? Actually, I will say this. Fireball seems extremely content today. Like, he doesn't say anything to anybody. He's just got this kind of smirk on his face. So does anything funny happen in control?
The only thing that happened on Friday besides the control class stuff would be Ariana trying to pick out the perfect outfit for a bonfire party. But she doesn't know what's appropriate.
I would say people come up to, like, hosted by Mina or something like that on the...
Oh, yeah, your name is totally on it.
So I would say people are, like, walking by and acknowledging it to me. I'm like, what?
This is officially Mina's bonfire party.
This party kind of escalates through the school day.
Especially since Ariana's footing the bill for the pizzas.
People are like, I heard there's going to be a DJ there.
DJ iPod.
And someone's like, I heard there was a live band. And someone says, someone told me there was going to be an open bar, dude.
Nobody knows that Mr. MacArthur is going to be there, right?
Apparently not.
Oh, no.
So these are the expectations of some of the students. There's going to be a live band, a DJ, and an open bar.
No chance Ariana wants to see all that happen, huh?
This is one of those situations where you don't need the green arrow. You just need the green.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like anybody broached this matter to me.
What? I'm sorry?
It's not like anybody brought this up with me. I already know what I'm planning on doing. I don't... I tend to be a little bit self-absorbed, right? So,
yeah. I guess I can come to you in somewhat of a mild panic and ask, Ariana, all these people around the school keep coming to me with these flyers saying that all of these huge things are going to happen in the party. I have no idea what to do. Is there any chance that you would help more?
Hold on. So what are they saying is happening at the party?
Well, they're talking about live music. They're talking about, I don't know. What else would I say?
Well, I tell you what.
A DJ and a bar.
Oh, we're not going to do the bar. They're talking about live music.
Well, don't you talk to some of the other girls in the quads and see if any of them perform? Perhaps we can actually get a little thing going. As far as DJing, as long as you have enough songs, it won't make a difference. I mean, for that matter, if you're going to DJ stuff, all we need to do is have Spotify and Spotify and a paid account so we don't have to worry about commercials.
That's a great idea. Thank you. Okay, well...
Of course, not that I've ever been able to have a party.
Well, we could co-host together.
Well, I'm not disagreeable to it. Let's see what we can do to salvage this situation before we actually have to worry about it.
Awesome. And then I hold my hand up for a high five.
And that is so uncharacteristically not Ariana. Says, how about she just puts her hand out to shake it? She won't do a high five. It's not her thing. It's not a dignified.
Yeah, well, I shake your hand and smile. Thank you. Thanks for helping.
Damn, this could actually end up boosting Ariana's cred. She right. seemed like less of a bitch when this is all done.
And maybe you can help me pick an outfit.
Well, let's go ahead and take this party and try to amp it up to 11.
Yay! I'm 15 and I'm planning a party. That would never actually happen. Because I was lame.
Yeah, here we are trying to rush to get all this stuff done in one night when Ariana would have took a week, would have took a couple of weeks of preparation.
Well, I'm sorry to inconvenience her so.
Chaos is the mother of invention. Soren is loving every minute of it.
So how are you going to find your musicians?
Well, I am going to seek the help of Soren because he's so good at making flyers.
You don't know it was him.
Oh.
His name ain't on it.
I would imagine if this is anything like most high schools, that in order to use the printer or the copier, you have to use your student ID.
Okay, so if the teachers know he did it.
Yes, but the teachers have logs saying who last used it, and I could always charm the librarian and ask.
I'll also point out that Mina's got a science of age. She could like go to the copy machine and like, yeah, that's who did it.
There you go. So I can come to you rather ticked off and say, well, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I wish you would have come to me with this so that I could have verified exactly what was happening at the party. But since you like making flyers so much, I'd really appreciate if you would go ahead and make some flyers searching out live bands, and then I hand you the supplies and go, thanks.
You hand me the supplies to make a flyer?
Okay, look, I was born in that era, alright? So, where you can make your own posters and shit. I don't know. Do it, please. You put us in this situation, please do it.
I thought this was what you wanted.
I appreciate it. Now will you please do this? No, I wouldn't call you a douche in character.
Soren will let out a deep sigh. Fine. Everything was proving to be so entertaining until this point.
Well,
this is why I hate technology.
Because other people are good at it?
Too many footprints.
Well, thank you very much. There'll be a special pizza that will be picked out for you.
If MacArthur's picking out the pizzas, I ain't eating any of them.
He doesn't know that.
Hey, one other thing. Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
I'm going to see if I can find a keyboard so I could, since I know how to play the piano, I might actually be able to participate in this music fest.
All right. Let's see if you actually have one in your room.
How do you want to handle it? I don't have serendipity, so.
No, but you have your allowance. So I want you to roll your allowance plus fortune.
Okay. Fortune is 7. Allowance is 3. 3 dice?
3 dice.
16?
You do have a keyboard.
All right. Let me make sure it's charged up. I haven't had to play to a crowd before. It was always to her mother.
All right. And so how is Soren going to try and find the musical act?
He's been in the school for a little while now. Would he have seen anyone particularly musically talented? They would know off the bat before he would set about actually doing the flyer thing.
Suggest a role to me for that.
Well, I would kind of say this is probably more of a memory thing. So, I would prefer to suggest wisdom. Because this is him looking back on all his time here to see if he remembers people who are particularly interested in music or playing music.
Well, you've already been here for a year, I'm assuming. So,
a few months, I believe.
So you might be able to pull off history.
So go ahead and roll your wisdom and 2 dice.
19, 1-6.
So yeah, you actually do know of like 2 kids who put together like selected scenes off Broadway before school broke up for the summer break.
I'll go hunt them down.
So other than making plans for this party, does anything odd happen in the different classes today? Like, Steve, anything weird in home economics?
Just watch everybody scurry to the sides, like I had plague or something.
I can't think of anything except for the fact that Ariana might have to go ahead and see if she can get some sheet music from the library.
Okay.
And of course, she's gonna end up practicing during her free time.
So, like over lunch?
I suppose she would do it over lunch. Let me take a look and see how her schedule is like again. School schedule. There we go. Yeah, Ariana's free from like 2 o'clock on. So, and she has lunch. Yeah, you figure from like 10 o'clock to about 1. Between she'll be practicing getting a better looking outfit because now she has to perform.
Well, keep in mind that just because it doesn't say on the lab ecology that we're there, we were asked to be there with Mina, all three of us. So, I mean, so that all four of us would be there.
What, the 2 o'clock class?
Right, the lab ecology. Aldridge asked all of us to join Mina for that class.
No, it's not a problem. This still gives us time.
So, Ariana, why don't you give me a fashion roll? It's etiquette and fashion.
Etiquette and fashion. All right. Etiquette is 4, fashion...
I'm sorry, expression and fashion.
Expression and fashion? All right. That's 14 and 3 dice. And I doubt Haute Couture is going to apply too much to that. Look at that. Freaking roll 17 on 3 dice. So that's 2 sixes there. Plus expression and fashion. That's another 14. So that's 31.
With 2 sixes. All right. Your outfit for the party is impressive. Truly stunning.
I just like looking at myself in the mirror because I'm that shallow. And I'm like, damn, I don't think I could ever look this good as I'm going to do look tonight.
Are you going to help me pick out an outfit?
Okay, let me see what I have to work with on her limited wardrobe.
Do I need to make some kind of a roll or something?
Well, it really, like, if he's picking out if she's picking out the outfit, you wouldn't need to roll.
Well, I would have, I said help me, I didn't say pick out the outfit.
Yeah, right. Okay, I will help her.
All right.
And then when she makes all the bad decisions, I'll go ahead and make some better ones.
And see, doesn't that add to my goal?
Yeah. So, what is your fashion?
Mine?
Ariana's.
7.
Okay.
I actually rolled the 13 plus 7 of using my fashion, so that's a... 20.
So, Mina, you're going to roll your expression plus 2 dice.
Okay.
And you're going to plus 7 to your roll.
Okay. I'll start setting
up my computer. Anyway, so let's see what happens.
And your expression is a 5. You rolled a 9 with 1 6. So, 21 total with 1 6. You are also able to put together a fairly good outfit from what you have and keep a hoodie on. Ariana showed you some tricks to make it look all like a evening gowny with a hood thing.
We're going to hang out in a bonfire in the desert in evening gowns?
Her fashion is like high society.
Yeah, I'll say since I don't have any evening gowns that it's just, I don't know, cash.
I'm saying like she just makes your hoodie look high class.
Oh, well thank you, Ariana. I appreciate it.
I have no problem. Just remember that, because I might need a favor from you in return someday.
I thought this was payback for me inviting you to the party.
Really?
I did that out of the kindness of my heart, because you're my friend.
Yeah, and my wallet really appreciates that, too, huh?
I got the drinks.
I think you've been drinking too much of your Kool-Aid.
The ecology lab. Bum, bum, bum. When the four of you show up at Aldridge's classroom, she says, all right, let's head to the parking lot.
Can I bring my sword? I won't technically be in a classroom.
I was going to ask how she's doing from the last time we saw her.
She says, but you're still technically in class. Do you feel like you need the sword to leave the school?
I do not enjoy being very far away from it. I'm barely willing to put it into the locker.
Maybe you should try to... I'm sorry. Let me get my Aldridge voice on. maybe you should try and come with us with the sword. I don't think you really need it. This should be a good experience for you. Come on, let's go.
You're acting under the impression that I need the sword for my sake.
Are you saying that the sword needs you? That's an interesting implication.
No, I'm saying that I need the sword to keep it from killing anyone.
Inside the safe? I don't think anyone's inside the safe with the sword.
There's no such thing as a perfect safe. And with all the strange crap that's been going on in this school, I don't trust being that far away from it.
It seems that you have trust issues. Come on, this will be a good chest for you. Come on, let's go. Come on. Alright, so if no one says anything... she will take you out to the parking lot where MacArthur is waiting, and she says, originally I plan on exploring the desert flora and fauna. To give you an example, the kind of abundant life that actually occurs in the desert. However, I understand we're having a party!
Yay!
And you wanted a bonfire. So, we're going to talk about the environmental impacts of that fire. Let's go!
Wow. Okay.
I just kind of look over at Soren. This is your fault.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I blame you.
She takes the four of you in her Jeep without a roof. A few miles into the desert. She goes through a basic lesson on how to look for inobvious signs of life in the sand and in that environment. Like, she actually says, this looks like a great place for a party. However, let's pay attention to the closer details.
That's awesome. She's setting the place for us to go.
Except that every place that she takes you, she points out why it's terrible.
There's going to be one that she points out that's not.
Well, she's like, here you see snake tracks. Right? And these stones are where they would sun themselves, and these suns are where they would curl up to avoid detection. Here you have a colony of this type of insect.
Well, Mina's not a vegetarian or anything of that nature, so she doesn't care. But Krista is over here like, oh, I should call off the party.
And just by moving the stones that they're using, you impact their natural habitat and make it difficult for them to survive. So does anything odd go down during this ecology lesson?
Since there's only the four of us, no.
Well, Soren doesn't really pay much attention to the actual lesson. He's more keeping an eye on the surrounding area to make sure there's no creatures trying to sneak up on us.
And I would ask Professor Aldridge, was there a spot that you've seen that would be appropriate that's near the school with walking distance?
So, Soren, make me a perception roll. Mina, make me a science roll.
Okay.
31.
You said 31?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you guys are just nice time out in the desert. I mean, other than the fact that she's giving you guilt for trying to, you know, have a bonfire.
I will continue to give no shits and continue to keep observant watch.
Oh, thank you.
This is actually why it's the last class of the day, is because the ecology lab tends to happen out in the desert, so it can run like a couple hours. Eventually, she gives you like this kind of conservationist message and says there's no real place that you can disturb the environment without impacting the homes of the animals. However, I did put these together for you, and she will hand over some...
Styrofoam,
that's right. She's here, light these on fire. This is great for the environment.
Just make sure you put some tires on top of them and you're good to go.
Yes, and then throw some gasoline in there.
I don't see... No, okay, my problem right now is I'm trying to think about how environmentally conscious would they be in Brazil, considering that they've been cutting down the rainforest for meat production.
All right. How environmentally conscious is someone who survives by the health and well-being of the land. Your family... Well,
true.
The way you had to look at it is they survive by having a prosperous coffee farm.
And coffee totally, like, saps all the nutrients out of the ground.
That's why you have to cycle your crops.
Coffee and cotton. What were you saying she put together?
She hands you these three, what they look like is orbs.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, when you find your place, you just twist the orb, and you won't need a bonfire.
I tended to test that out in my room, but I imagine that'd be a horrible idea. Oh, I wanted to be smart and ask her, like, well, what of the treads on your tires? What is their impact on the environment as we're driving out the bus?
So,
they're eco-friendly treads.
No such thing.
And the shoes that we wear, and the dyes from our clothes.
So you would say we would prefer for us to be walking around nude?
I'm cool with that.
Professor Aldridge points out that she doesn't disturb any of the natural rock formations or plant life, and she stays on established trails to minimize her impact.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
She thought of that question.
Okay, so we're having a fireless bonfire party.
Using light orbs.
We don't have to use them.
No, you don't. You could still light a bonfire if you wanted to.
Because it came over with material.
Well, she points out the kind of materials that you would use, like how to find the scrub brush, something like that. But then she also talks about what purpose that scrub serves. And like even the tumbleweeds serve a purpose.
Oh, any bonfire I've ever been to, they've brought wood, like plywood. Like they've brought wood to burn. Like I've never been to a bonfire that just gathered wood to burn.
This is just the level of guilt she gives you, though.
Okay.
All right.
You're also not in the middle of the city and thus have access to somebody who sells wood.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, you know, you make do with what you have.
Okay, I won't argue it. It's silly to argue it. We'll use
We can always burn old textbooks. Ha, ha, ha.
Or bras. It's all terrible. All
right. Maybe we should just burn the mattress that I freaking bought since I can't use it anymore.
That's long gone.
You mean Mina's mattress?
Oh, no. Oh, I threw that.
Oh, I didn't realize you were using it. Never mind.
No, I didn't keep it. I threw it at somebody and it fell in a mud puddle.
Never mind.
Outside. That's some homeless guy in the city's mattress now. That's like some homeless guy has pulled that out of a dump and dragged it into one of those drainage ditches that they have in Las Vegas that people live in.
You just look at the pained expression on freaking Ariana's face when you describe this shit to her.
A homeless person using my bed?
You're helping.
I think this is where we're going to call it for the night.
Sounds good.
Next week we'll pick up with the party. Did everyone have a good time tonight?
It was fun enough. Oh god, Ariana's actually going to play in front of people.
Real quick, Julian, are you okay with how things are going as a person or as a player, not necessarily your character?
Oh, character's pissed as all hell. Me, I'm just like kind of want, all right, you guys want to do something stupid? Hey, let's see what we can really do.
All right, I just want to make sure that I'm not actually upsetting you.
No. Nah. You're not upsetting me.
All right.
Well, yeah, I can see how you can make that mistake. I kind of get into character sometimes.
Well, someone else said it during the game. I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't actually upset you while I'm targeting Steve and Reflection for this kind of the storyline.
Yeah, that's fine. You are fine. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions or comments about tonight's session?
Yeah, I think we're doing fine.
All good.
So what is your opinion of Professor White now? Like, how did you like her her commentary after everyone had tried to get her out of the circle?
Well, she's no longer a huge bitch, so that's an improvement.
Did you guys like that, by the way?
I find that actually was really, really smart. Because no one bothered to ask her.
Yep. Zoran thought that was ingenious. That's why he laughed.
Yeah, I did too, but I wasn't down there. It was kind of funny.
I hope everyone had a good time. I thought it was a good session. Took a weird turn now that we're all party, party, party.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
Actually, it's like 85% your fault.
I don't believe that.
Well, it was supposed to be a little get-together, and it turned out to be a school party. here we are thinking I'm going to bring like 10 pizzas there and that should be enough for everybody. And now we're going to have probably less than like 100 people there.
This is for Steve's benefit.
Hmm?
It's all for Steve's benefit.
Oh, really? That should be interesting. The same people complained that I gave him cooties.
Well, Soren's been doing his best to help you out, so.
Oh, yes. He's been nice. Other students in school, not so nice.
Well, I did let him pick his own punishment in the gym.
I meant to tell him he called the fix the controls when we went to the med bay.
I guess my big thing is I'm trying to make sure that everyone gets star time since we're, you know, breaking up what's going on between the different people. And I thought tonight we had a good balance between different characters and getting to see kind of what Steve's going through and learning about the different teachers. Because even though Professor Aldridge only has this little bit at the end, I think you guys got a big insight into who she is.
So. Yeah, she's an interesting bird.
Anyway, I would just say good night, guys.
Good night.
Have a good one.
In the immortal words of George Carlin, I've already got a good one. Now I just need a bigger one.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
I'm chewing on the tootsie roll so hard, I'm thinking about that. Would you like some pasta salad?
Bird!
Chip, 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 chip. I'm giving the bird. Thank you.